The Navy plans to install its CANE system on more than 190 ships between now and 2020. The first such ship, the San Diego-based destroyer USS Milius, is being outfitted right now. The work began a week ago after the Pentagon gave its assent to what's referred to as Milestone C on an IT project's complicated path through the military acquisition system. That green light lets the Navy install CANES on 23 ships in the limited fielding phase of the program. Rear Admiral Jerry Burrows, the Navy's program executive officer for command, control, communications, computers, and intelligence, says CANES will replace a hodgepodge of IT networks across the fleet that were so diverse that even within the five basic network architectures, each ship in the fleet tended to have its own customizations.
A more standardized system and architecture that you can go from one ship to another, you know, it'll be virtually identical. If it's a different ship class, it'll be scalable so that all the capacity will be greater or less, but the architecture will be identical. And so the training and sustainment piece is big, and the information assurance piece is also big.
Burroughs and other Navy officials behind CANES are proud of their program, even while the first holes are being drilled on the ships that will use it. They tout it as not just a new IT system, but as a new way of doing business. It's different for the following reasons, according to Captain D.J. LaGoff, the Navy's program manager responsible for CANES. While the contract to design the fleet-wide architecture went to a huge defense contractor, Northrop Grumman, the government will own those plans, so in theory it won't be captive to a single vendor. And the Navy plans to recompete CANES at regular intervals. Also, LaGoff says, CANES is designed to require updates to hardware and software every 2 to 3 years. That's something that doesn't occur with much predictability on today's shipboard IT systems.
If you look at CANES, it's doing for the Navy what a corporate CIO does. What we're really doing is we're recapitalizing aging infrastructure. And we have to do that because of the IA threats, and we have to do that to keep pace with the capabilities that are being asked to ride on that network. As the applications and the systems that we connect to the network continue to grow in capacity, it's quickly outstripping, has in fact already outstripped the capacity of the legacy infrastructure. So that's first and foremost why we're doing this. The second part of this is really the business strategy that makes that recapitalization affordable. Right? And so the tenets are surrounding that are the fact that we do own the data rights for everything that goes on board this ship. It is completely commercial, so we're not doing any developmental work. We're just doing the engineering to make those commercial products work in an afloat environment. And lastly, we're going to compete this thing consistently in order to keep price down.
LaGoff says installing CANES on a ship is an intrusive process. The Navy estimates it'll take more than 4 months to put it aboard the Milius. 8 more ships are planned for this fiscal year, and the IT installations will only take place when ships are already in the yard for other major maintenance overhauls. That's one reason the Navy expects it to take almost a decade to get CANES fully deployed, but it would like to find a way to move things along faster.
What we're trying to do is, and we're looking at all options on trying to shrink the required window. If we can do the installation in a shorter period of time, then we will have more opportunity to do follow-on installs. So right now we're limited to what we call the CNO availabilities, which are those major maintenance periods that these platforms go through. That slows down the possible speed at which we can recapitalize the infrastructure. It takes us 5 to 6 years to hit every ship if we go into these maintenance windows. If we can find a way to shrink the install length, then the option is there to be able to finish and get FOC before the 5 or 6 year window period.
The Navy says competition in the early stages of CANES is what allowed it to beat the Pentagon's initial cost estimates by more than 40%. And LaGoff says the trait of competition is something he intends to hold on to. The government owns the data rights to the entire program, and the next competition will tell bidders what the program is now and how it's built. But the Navy's not yet ready to talk about how frequent those competitions will be and what the contracts will include.
There will be follow-on contracts, so we can state that categorically. And they will all be full and open competitions. And we're still working on the periodicity and the details behind us. What we're going to do is we're going to release to industry the entire detailed design of the CANES system. And we're going to ask them to come and bid for us how they would best produce that system at best cost. So it is a build-to-print. It is not a design contract.
In the meantime, the Navy's ramping up a training program for the sailors who will have to use, maintain, and operate CANES once it's installed on ships. LaGoff says it's already being built into the Navy's schoolhouses for IT specialists.
When an IT gets assessed into the Navy and is going to work on a CANES system, he goes through a 26-week period of schooling where he gets all the commercial certifications, Windows, security accreditations, etc. Then they go to their first platform. When they go back to their follow-on platform, they go through the C-School. that'll be a CANES-specific sea school where we give them very detailed CANES, hands-on and academic training to learn the system in more depth. That is a five-week course of instruction. That five-week course of instruction is currently being developed. The infrastructure to teach it is being installed in San Diego first in February. And the Milius sailors, the first installation, the sailors from the Milius will be benefiting from that course of instruction, will be going to that school in the spring.
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.